We're going. We're starting.
Can I pause in the middle to get coffee in like 10 minutes?
Yeah. Wait, it takes that long?
Okay. How long like does a couple of minutes. It'll be a couple of minutes. It's just like, it's on the stove.
Oh, God. Okay. High maintenance guest over here.
Whatever, bro. The spicy content costs, man. Spicy content costs. Do it again. Do it
again. Welcome to the House of Strauss.
Yeah, go for it.
Stars hang with stars. Winners hang with winners. See you.
It's House of Strauss. We've got Razib Khan. I don't even know how to introduce you to an audience. This is going to be a week for me as far as the guests are concerned. I cannot defend the guest list as being about meta media analysis or sports even. We've had Larry Kruger on, very much a football guy. And I think we're the only podcast that will have Larry Kruger, Bay Area sports radio legend, followed by Razib Khan, genetics expert. I mean, what do I even describe you as right now?
Yeah, I mean, you can say I'm a geneticist. I'm an entrepreneur, founded a company called Generate. You can Google it. I worked at a company called Insightome, the Helix ecosystem. You know, I work for National Geographic. I work for various companies doing genetic analysis, population genetics. In terms of what I think you know me for, and what a lot of people on the internet know me for, is my writing. And I did decide to come out of the closet a couple of days ago on Twitter. I don't know if you saw. I have decided to identify as a writer. A friend of mine, an old friend of mine in Silicon Valley, was like, "Bro, you've been doing this for 22 years. You gotta accept who you are, accept your truth." Yeah,
you're a midwit like the rest of us.
Well, I mean, you know, the issue is like I always say, like, I write, I'm not a writer.
It's kind of like
I have sex with guys, but I'm not gay.
I mean, that is an analogy that one could choose. Let me tell you a little something, Razib. I have described you, as I've already skipped ahead, before you admitted it to the masses, and maybe even admitted it to yourself, I knew you to be a writer. And people have asked me before, hey, who's the smartest writer you know? Who's the smartest journalist? Oh, an even more loaded term right there, the smartest journalist. And, well, you're muted right now, so maybe you're not that smart, but you've messed up your own mute function. But
I was muted for... on purpose, but I mean, I wasn't saying anything. I was just sighing.
I know it's painful for you. So I've told people this, and somebody else I know who's a writer. So there is this whole Twitter to do or X to do over Ayla, the rationalist writer / prostitute who chronicles everything. Data scientist. Okay, data scientist. Very smart, very rationalist, but also kind of a caricature of sex positivity, also a prostitute, did something called a birthday gangbang that has a flow chart of how everybody participated in it with a whole description of it. And you, in a cheeky tweet, pardon the pun, said something to the effect of, "It was a tragedy, ... that I was not invited." My friend, who I've described, you to as the smartest guy I know. Basically, we never revisited that conversation, and he asked, "Wait, is this the guy? Is this the guy you told me about?"
Well, so that reply, actually, just so people know, was way before. She does orgies all the time, so this is just the whole thing. And she's—I think I can tell this. I mean, I know her IRL. I mean, I know her in Austin. And she has struggles to find Airbnbs that will host her orgies. Kind of like a running gag. And, you know, she knows what I'm like. So, you know, my issue, I think, is since I am pretty kind of prude and trad just reflexively, I'm not really affected by her. There's no Ayla temptation, you know? So I just think it's kind of funny and I make fun of her. And she is autistic enough that she doesn't get my jokes and she takes me seriously. So... That was what I was doing there. Yeah, yeah.
I was just joking with her.
And then, and so I think what happened recently was some Nazis took it literally because they're kind of stupid. And so, you know, there's rumors that I was at the Ayla gangbang, which there's witnesses.
You were not. you are not a particularly discreet person. So I know for a fact that you were not there because I was there for research. I was there for research.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, let's have lunch, man. I gotta tell you something. Because it wasn't the Bay Area. Like, I'm in Austin.
No. I feel what a strange scene. This is maybe what the podcast will be about in part, is just the strange scene, how you are this connector piece to this variety of scenes. Referencing the real life, I remember seeing you down in LA at that whole sex revolution debate, and she was there, and you just start cracking on her and making reference. She famously has talked about not showering because the human biome naturally, I don't know, purifies itself. I'm not sure. Look, I'm not judging on that.
I'm gonna get my coffee. You tell the story. I know what you're talking about.
A little bit of a cliffhanger. Okay. So Razib, in this crowd of people, just starts cracking on Ayla about jokes in regards to smell, lightheartedly. But what an odd scene. What a strange thing. I'd never encountered that before. I had never witnessed anything like that before, where you could joke about how bad a woman smells in a social setting and everybody's okay with it. And that's just par for the course, I suppose.
Well, so what I would say here, just to give the listener context, because they're just like, who's this freak and who are these freaks that he's talking about? Because they're obviously
that's what I'm trying to set up. I'm trying to grab them by the lapels right now.
You know, in the rationalist subculture, you know, of the Bay Area, this sort of candor and directness is actually like pretty well accepted. Actually, I have a sofa getting delivered. I'm going to check on it and just like I'll give you right back.
Oh my god, a sofa getting delivered. Well, this allows me to practice being a Jim Rome type who talks to myself. You can even hear my voice going that way as I discuss the Ayla gangbang and rationalists and the tech scene and everything else, which mystifies me. And now I'm just talking to myself like Dr. Ian Malcolm in Jurassic Park in the Jeep. It's just very strange. Oh, there he goes. Here he is. Ian Malcolm? Is that the name? Did I get that right?
For what?
Jurassic Park, Jeff Goldblum's character.
Yeah, I don't remember the name. I think of him as Jeff Goldblum's character. You know?
Yeah.
So this is a subculture where being wrong and just being very candid, like, you know, absolute honesty is accepted because a lot of them are autistic. There's arguments online whether Ayla is a sociopath or an autist. I do definitely think she has autistic tendencies because you can't like fake that sort of behavior constantly. And she's always like that. She doesn't get jokes, direct questions, direct queries, insulting comments, like none of it. And then she has no boundaries. I'm not going to get into details of what it is, but I have told her during...